To Every Man His Work, September 16. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. Man may see no place for the working of certain gifts, because they are not his gift, but let each think of himself as God would have him. Let each bear in mind that his capabilities are only lent him, and that by these God is testing him to see whether he will use these entrusted talents to honor God and work for the good of his brother and his neighbor. Holiness, which means wholeness to God, is wholly acceptable to God. A plant may plant, and Apollos water, but God giveth the increase. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. In the natural world, unseen agencies are constantly at work to produce the essential results, but the harvest to be reaped depends upon the seed that has been sown. After man faithfully prepares the land, and plants the seed, God must work constantly to cause the seed to germinate. So it is in spiritual things. The Word of the living God is the seed. Christ is the sower, and unless he constantly works the soil of the heart, there will be no harvest. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. God gave his Son to die, the just for the unjust, that there might be a glorious harvest of souls. The human heart is God's seed plot, and the righteousness of Christ must be cherished there. Then let no man trust in the arm of flesh, but in God. Let each give evidence that he has faith, that he is not a religious dwarf, but that he grows under the dews and showers of the grace of Christ, that his life of righteousness is not of man's creating, but that it is the righteousness of Christ, which the grace of God has nourished in his heart. Some messages come as the Lord's hammer, to break down the workings of Satan and turn men to the living God. But mingled with this decided work of standing in defense of the truth is Christ's consolation, which comes when repentance reveals what sin really is. And while some are called to battle desperately with an evil work, there is another kind of message to be borne to the ones who, while suffering wrong, have endured the temptation to harbor a sense of injustice and cherish it. Again, some have the gift given them of God to act as organizers. Others fill their place as they work in retirement, feeling themselves little and unknown, with but few to recognize their work, and none to pity their mistakes or praise their victories. But the Lord uses all these elements. No one man can fill every place, and God's great work must go forward. The two great principles of the law.